Nobody uses horses to plant.
What would they use?
Tractors.
Well, what did they? Did you ever hear of anybody using
mules?
You did hear of them using
mules? Yes.
How many would they use at one time?
My father never used mules. As far back as I can remember, he had a tractor. There was a man in Fronton, like 6 years ago, he was still using mules.
Was he considered sort of backward?
He plowed. He was considered a hermit. Is that the word?
And he was...
Eccentric.
How many mules would he use at one time, do you know?
I saw him once, let me think. I believe he had two.
What would you call two mules like that?
A team.
And did anybody ever use oxen around here?
No. We've never even seen oxen.
So nobody's ever... Well, did they have something to hit the mules with? You know, it's leather thing?
A whip.
What would that be like? I mean, did they have a different one for horses and a different one for mules? Or?
A whip is a whip. They usually made in Mexico. It has a leather handle, and then the part you hit with is little strips of leather woven like this. I can't describe it.
That's interesting.
We have a whip.
You know, you told me this man had a mule that he farmed with. Did you remember wagons? People having wagons on the farm?
We had a wagon for our ponies. My children rode a wagon all the time.
Well, do you remember a kind of wagon that was made for two horses and it had a long wooden piece that stuck between the...
Yes.
What would you call that wooden piece?
La caja, the box, I don't know.
You ever heard it in English? Call anything in English? Like the pull or the tongue or...
No.
Wagons
were not, like, the one we kept was more of a luxury. It was made specially for the children to ride their ponies.
So it didn't have, you had a pony to pull a buggy or something.
Yes.
Well, what did you call those long things that stuck out on the side of the pony? Because, you know, the pony would back up in between and there'd be like...
Yes.
And the pony would back between.
Anything.
Before you hitch him up.
Yes, I know what you mean. El estribo. We didn't use an English word.
You ever heard them call anything like the shafts or the shafts?
No.
And what about the wagon wheels? What were they like? What were the parts of them? Do you remember?
The one from my children had, remember? Exactly the right thing. It just had iron wheels.
Did they have any wood part in them?
Yes. No, they were iron. They were much like the bicycle wheels. My husband had them ordered specially.
So they didn't have... Did they have tires on them?
Yes.
Rubber tires?
The first one was just metal. And then he ordered those bicycle... I don't know, they must not have been bicycle. I don't know what kind of wheels they were, but they were something like bicycle.
And they had
They had tires.
Well, did you ever hear of, there's a steel part on an old wooden wagon wheel that went around the outside of it? This metal strip?
Yes.
Did you ever hear that called anything?
No.
Like a rim?
The rim? Where it would be like in their cars? Yes.
And on a car, what's the part that goes between the wheels?
Shaft, what do you call it?
The part that turns.
I don't know.
The
axle?
And did you ever see someone farming with a horse hitched to a wagon or something? That there was a bar of wood that someone's fastened to that went across like this?
Like a plow?
Well, on a buggy. It was to be the thing that the traces come back to.
No.
Have you ever heard of a single tree or a swingle tree?
No.
And if somebody had a wagon, something like that, and they might drive over somewhere and get a load of wood, and drive somewhere else and dump the wood out and go back and get some more, what would you say they were doing?
Hauling.
And A minute ago you mentioned a plow. What kind of plows did you have? Or were there different kinds? Do you remember any different kinds? See any different kinds?
I guess there was one different kind of a plow and different types of attachments.
Do you remember any of them?
We couldn't go near there because one of my sisters fell down and cut her leg very bad in one of those things. So my father closed the door to the barn.